Hi, and welcome to another Samsung Galaxy Watch demo. And in this demo, I just want to take you through a bit of a perambulation, i.e. walkthrough, of what apps I tend to use on the Galaxy Watch, just to show you that overall it is doable. Right, so I've already put the Galaxy Watch on, I've entered my PIN number in, and if I wake my watch up by pressing my home button, I'm at the main watch face screen. Now, just a note, I have actually checked with a few people, and apparently on some of the watch faces, there are controls on the screen that you can access. And as far as I can tell, if you're using a voice assistant, you can't access those controls on the watch face. Grab my finger around the screen, there's nothing there, okay? So I'm at the watch face. If I turn it to the right, I'm going to get to my widgets. If I turn it to the left, I'm going to get my notifications. So because I've got quite a few notifications and I want to clear them, I'm going to rotate the bezel to the left.
Gmail, page 19 of 29.
Okay, so that's Gmail, page 19 of 29. That's because it's added in the, I think it's 11 widgets that I've already got. So basically at the moment, I've got 18 notifications. So if I want to read the notification from my Gmail, I can just touch the screen.
Windows Insider Program, 10:10 a.m.
Okay,
Windows 10th, May 2019.
I'll just stop it by doing a two-touch on the screen. And then I'm going to rotate to the left again.
Email, page 18 of 29.
Okay, so this is email. Touch it again.
Windows Insider Program.
Let me rotate again to the left.
Twitter, page 17 of 29.
Okay, so this is a Twitter notification. And by the way, if I didn't want to read all these, I'd quickly rotate to the left till I got to clear all notifications and then clear all of them. So if I touch the screen again.
Scott replied, hi David, thanks for the update.
Now I'll just stop talking with two things to touch on the screen, rotate to the left again.
Samsung Health, page 16 of 29.
This is a Samsung Health notification, so rotate to the left.
Twitter, bezel. Page 15 of 29.
Another Twitter one, I'm not going to bother with that one, left again.
Twitter, page 14 Another of Twitter 29. One. Google, page 13 of 29.
Now this one's interesting, if I touch the screen.
WNOTIP tag voice tablet / WNOTIP tag 7 o'clock a.m.
These are ones that are actually coming off the Amazon Echo, so I'm not too sure why it's saying Google, but these are notifications coming off my reminders on my Amazon Echo. So rotate to the left again.
Twitter page 12 another of 29.
Twitter one.
Twitter page 11 of
Good
29.
God, another one.
Twitter page another 10 one. Of 20. Twitter page another 9 one. Of 20. Twitter,
and another
page
one.
Of
Good God.
Twitter. Page Twitter. 7 of
still going to
Twitter,
left. Another one.
Twitter. Page
another one.
Twitter.
I'm still rotating to the left.
Twitter. Page 3 of 20. Twitter. Page 2 of 20. Clear all page. Page 1 of 29.
Okay,
swipe
so
up
clear all page. And
clear
I don't have
the notifications
to.
For each app.
I'm not going to worry about clearing notifications for each app. I'm going to clear all of them. So double tap.
It is 10:40 a.m.
And there's the clock. Might have hit the Samsung phone off in the distance saying transferring. That's because it's updating itself as well. So now if I rotate to the left now.
No notifications.
Now all notifications are gone. If I rotate back to the right of the bezel.
It is 10:40 a.m.
10:40 a.m. If I rotate 10:48 a.m. If I rotate to the right again.
Weather page 3 of 11.
So now I've got weather page 3 of 11. So I guess number 1 being notifications. 2 being the time as far as objects go. So weather, if I touch the middle of my screen and my watch.
Narara, 10:40 a.m. Sunny, current temperature 22 degrees, highest temperature 25 degrees, lowest temperature 16 degrees, probability of precipitation 0%, UV index moderate, double tap to get weather information for this city.
Okay, and remember these are widgets, these are not the actual applications. So rotate again to the right with the bezel.
Contacts page 4 of 11.
Now contacts at the moment, if I touch my screen.
54% in progress.
That's currently updating it, apparently, from my watch. Sorry, from my phone. If I touch it again.
Ellen Woodbridge, double tap to view.
Okay, so Ellen Woodbridge is on there. My wife's on there, so I can call her from my watch. So I rotate to the right again with the bezel.
Heart rate, page 5 of 11.
Heart rate, touch the screen, middle screen.
56 beats per minute, general, now, today's heart rate, minimum heart rate 55 beats per minute, maximum heart rate 56 beats per minute.
Okay, now I've only been wearing this watch today for about half an hour, so it hasn't got a good average about my range of my heartbeat today. Rotate again with the bezel to the right.
Steps, page 6 of 11.
Now at the moment, this is going to say zero, so touch the middle of the screen.
Zero steps, target 5,000, yesterday 507.
Now, yesterday I walked 500 steps. According to my Apple Watch, which I was wearing on the same wrist, I walked around about 6,000 steps yesterday. So I have got no idea why the discrepancy is so hugely different between what the Samsung watch is picking up and what my Apple Watch is picking up. All right, so let me rotate to the right again.
Sleep, page 7 of 11.
Now, sleep. If I touch the screen now, it's got nothing.
No sleep record today. No data yesterday.
Okay, because I'm not really going to be wearing a watch at night time. It's a bit uncomfortable, so I don't tend to wear it at night time. But yes, it does track your sleep quite nicely. So rotate again to the right of the bezel.
Stress, page 8 of 11.
Now again, I've only been wearing this for about half an hour, as I said. So if I touch the screen, the stress is going to be at
more. Now, stress measurement, 1% on stress gauge. My average 15% stress level.
Okay, so my stress level is apparently 1%. When I first put this on about half an hour ago, I reckon my stress level was 96%. So I'm very pleased it's come down. So I am assuming the higher the number, the more stressed you are. So rotate again to the right.
Alarm, page 9 of 11.
Now, this is my alarm. Now, I'm thinking about actually taking this one off because I assume when I actually added this, I thought you'd actually have a quick way of being able to enable and disable your alarms, but it's not. All you really get is this. Touch the screen.
Add alarm.
That's all you get, add an alarm. So it's a bit superfluous some ways. I might as well just go into the main app screen and use the alarm function there, I guess, but it's there if you want to quickly add an alarm. Rotate again to the right with the bezel.
World clock, page 10 of 11.
Now this one I actually find really, really handy because at the moment I've got two world clock locations set up on here because I've been talking to people in London and San Francisco in the last week or so, and they've had to keep track of the times over there. Touch the middle of my watch face.
London, 9 HRS behind, 1:44 a.m. Thursday, 18th April, sunrise, 5:59 a.m. sunset, 8 o'clock p.m., 9 degrees Celsius. Double tap to open app.
That's the time in London. So if I flick to the right.
Previous button disabled.
That's the previous button to go to the previous city.
Next button, double tap to move
and
to the next city.
Double tap to go on next. So that was London. So I'm double tap on next. And if I flip back.
Previous button, San Francisco, 17 HRS behind, 5:45 p.m., Wednesday, 17th April, sunrise, 6:32 a.m., sunset, 7:45 p.m., 17 degrees Celsius, double tap to open app.
I think besides the time and the day, it also gives you the current temperature, which is really cool. And by the way, it's actually in Celsius, not Fahrenheit. Now if I right tap one more time to the right.
Add widget, page 11 of 11.
I can add a widget here too if I want to. And so if I touch the screen.
Add widget button.
Got the add widget button. So double tap on add widget.
Double tap to add widget. Alarm, page 1 of 21.
So we've got 21 widgets currently that I can access. And I've got to rotate the bezel, so that's alarm.
Altibarometer, page 2 of 21.
That's altimeter and barometer.
App shortcuts, apps, page 3 of 21.
That's the app shortcuts one. Now I did actually have that in the widgets originally, and I just decided to take it out because I can still go to the main apps page and still do the same thing anyway. The same with the altimeter and barometer that was in the widgets, and I took that out as well.
Event calendar, page 4 of 21.
That's event calendar.
Month calendar, page
month
5
calendar.
Contacts, page 6
contacts
of 21.
Is in there.
Music, page 7 of 21.
Music, which I've currently taken out at the moment because I'm still trying to work out how to actually get music into the music function, so hence why I'm using Spotify. And by the way, I'll show you how to use Spotify via Bixby. Rotate again to the right of the bezel.
News briefing, page 8 of 21.
News briefing, I do use that, but again, I've taken it out of the widgets.
Reminder, page 9 of 21.
Reminder, again, I've taken it out of my widgets.
Caffeine, Samsung Health, page 10 of 21.
I drink a lot of coffee, but I don't keep track of my water intake or my caffeine intake, so I've taken that out.
Calories, Samsung Health, page 11
Same
of 21.
Same thing to do with calories, I don't use that.
Challenges, Samsung Health, page 12 of 21.
Challenges, now I've got a sneaking suspicion that may not even be accessible, that one, so, but anyway, that's taken out of my widgets.
Exercise, Samsung Health, page 13
Exercise
of 21.
Exercise widgets, that's definitely not accessible if you're using Voice Assistant.
Floors, Samsung Health, page 14 of 21.
That's floors. I took that one out because honestly I don't climb up and down floors anyway.
Food, Samsung Health,
food,
page 15
food,
of 21.
I'm not going to keep track of my food. If I don't keep track of water and coffee, I'm not going to worry about food.
Health summary, Samsung Health, page 16 of 21.
Health summary,
leaderboard,
leaderboard
page
I've taken out. And again, I think that may not be accessible.
Multi-workouts, Samsung Health, multi-workout,
and that's definitely not accessible with voice assistant. If you try and run that, it'll actually tell you that it can't do it.
Water, Samsung Health, page 19 water, of 21.
Water, I think that does work, but again, same thing to do with everything else. I'm not going to keep track of my water intake.
Weather, page 20 of 21. Weather
does work, of course.
World clock, page 21 of 21.
World clock, and that's it.
World clock widget has been added.
Actually double tapped on the world widget and actually added it. I'll get rid of that at another time. So I'm going to press my back button.
It is 10:50 a.m.
So I'm back to the clock. So if I right tap to the bezel to the right.
Weather, page 3 of 12.
So I've got 12 items in there. I've got two world clock items. Back to the left with the rotor. It is
10:50 a.m.
Or the bezel. All right, I'm going to press the home button again to my apps.
Apps, rotate bezel to navigate apps.
Rotate bezel to navigate apps. So I'm going to rotate to the right.
Recent apps.
So these are my recent apps.
Alarm.
This is the alarm app. So I double tap on the alarm app.
Alarm. Add button.
All right, so that's the add button. If I flick to the right.
5 o'clock a.m. every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday, every Friday, sound and vibrate off.
Okay, so my 5 o'clock a.m. for Monday to Friday is currently switched off because that's what I normally use when I'm at work. So if I flick to the right.
Switch off.
That's the control for the one that I've just heard, which is the 5 a.m. alarm. So if I double tap on that.
Alert, alarm set for 18 HRS from now.
Okay, so alarm set for 18 hours from now. If I flick to the right.
Add button. 5 o'clock a.m. every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday, every Friday, sound and vibrate on.
So now I can tell it's on. If I flick to the right.
Switch on.
I can double tap that now to turn that on item off. Flick to the right again.
6 o'clock a.m. every Sunday, every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday, every Friday, every Saturday, sound and vibrate off.
Now that's the 6 a.m. alarm. That's the time I normally get up when I'm not at work. I know it's early. and if I flick to the right again.
Switch off.
And I can turn it back on again by double tapping on it. All right, so basically, you've got the alarm items that are already on there. You can tap on the control to turn them on and off. Don't tap on the time itself. Otherwise, it'll bring up the edit three screens to edit the alarm itself. And, of course, the add button on the main screen. So let me just press the back button to come back out.
Page 1 of 3.
Okay, rotate the bezel to the right.
Alarm. Messages, 5 new items.
So messages, if I double tap on that. Messages. I'm not going to go through how to use messages. I'm just going to flick to the right.
New message button.
New message button. And I find it's easier for myself if I use voice dictation.
Contacts button.
But contacts.
Messages header.
Then the messages header. Flick to the right.
David Woodbridge, the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog, 16 April.
Okay, that was me sending a message to myself from my other phone.
Plus 614241 message bank, 16 April.
Okay, so somebody left me a message on Message Bank.
More options button.
More options. And that will do for the moment. Okay, so yes, you can definitely use messages. Pressing the back button again.
Page 1 of 3.
Rotating the bezel to the right again.
Messages, 5, alarm. Galaxy apps.
And by the way, you heard that right, because message was the last one I've just used. So it's going recent, messages, alarms. The Galaxy app store, I'm really not going to bother showing you. Most of the stuff I try and get from the the app store is not accessible anyway. So, but yes, you can use it. You might have an issue sometimes when you scroll through by flicking to the right. Sometimes it scrolls back to the top again, I've noticed. So you've got to keep scrolling through all the time a little bit. So rotate to the right again, bezel.
Music,
that does work, but like I said, I haven't been able to actually get that to work. I've only got the two default music items in at the moment. If I double tap on it, and I flick.
Volume button. Play music from watch button. Double tap to change.
So that's play music from watch.
Previous button. Play button.
And if I play, that's one of the sample music ones. If I flick to the right.
Next button.
Double tap on next. So it does work. I just can't work out how to get music in there. A back button.
Page 1 of 3.
Bezel to the right.
Music.
Music.
Messages. 5. Alarm. Galaxy apps. Settings.
Settings. Well, I've been using settings quite a bit, so we all know settings actually works beautifully well.
Bixby.
Bixby, you can run that manually. You can press the home button twice to also bring up Bixby. I find Bixby extremely limited though, especially again. Calendar, yeah, look, I really haven't been using that much. It does sort of work at least to know the, you know, what the current date is. If I double tap on it and I touch my screen.
April 2019.
Now, I don't actually use any calendars on my Samsung phone at the moment, so I can't verify how well that works, but it's great to at least be able to check what the date is.
Page 1 of 3.
Just rotate.
Music. Mess. Alarm. Galaxy app. Settings. Bixby. Phone. 3 new items.
So phone is really handy. And let's double tap on it.
Recents.
So I've got recents.
Keypad button.
And keypad. So if I want to manually dial, say, my voice system here at work or my 101 voicemail system for Telstra here on my mobile phone, it comes in really handy, and yes, it does work really nicely. So that's keypad.
Contacts button.
Contacts.
To 16th April header. 0409.
So I can check all these recent missed calls, etc., etc., etc. So the phone app comes in really handy, particularly if I don't want to get my S10 in my pocket or my bag and just check what missed calls I've had and also return the call. So if I double tap on one of these.
More options button. David Woodbridge call missed 1:05 p.m.
Okay, that's me. Double tap on that.
Logs.
And then flick to the right.
David Woodbridge. 0400 call button.
So I can call.
Message button.
Message myself.
More options button.
And more options.
To 16th
and
April.
Go back to the left.
Message button. Call button.
So I can definitely call myself, and yes, it does work very nicely yet again. So that's quite a very good functional app for the phone app. So I'm going to press my back button.
Recent.
Rotate again to the bezel to the right.
Phone, 3 last new items.
So I'm going to rotate.
Bixby. Next page button. Page 2 of 3. Email, 3 new items.
So email, I'll double tap on email.
Email. DavidBRG.com, header.
That's my email address.
LinkedIn notifications, David. Windows Insider Program, Facebook, Amazon.com.
That was just me flicking through a couple of emails with the subject headers, and yes, you can read them and reply to them. Again, I tend to use the voice reply mode, i.e. voice dictation. So pressing the back button again.
Page 1 of 3.
Rotate to the right with the bezel.
Messages, Galaxy Apps, page 2 of 3. Bixby. News briefing, double tap to uninstall.
So news briefing, I don't know why it's saying that double tap to uninstall now. Let me just double tap on it. And I should be
news
reading
briefing.
It. That's better.
News article, tech and science article.
So news article, tech and science article, click to the right.
Astronomers discover universe's very first molecule and dying star. Double tap to read full article. Tech. News article. Woman who shared a picture of her fine dermatologist.
All right, so that's the news briefing, and I've got mine selected just to show tech news items. So again, yes, you can use that one. So back again with the back button, rotate to the right.
News briefing.
The bezel.
Next page. Page 2 of 3. Settings. Bixby. World clock.
World clock is cool.
Reminder.
Reminder is good.
Find my phone.
Find my phone, as I did in another demo, and that works very nicely.
Gallery.
Gallery is for photos, which I don't use.
Samsung Health.
Samsung Health. Let me just tap on that one.
Page. Samsung Health.
Okay, and touch the screen.
906 kilocalories burned. Rotate bezel to navigate dashboard.
Okay, rotate bezel to navigate dashboard. It doesn't talk when I rotate it, so I touch the screen again.
0 steps. Target. 5,000.
So that's the steps. Now, when I was going through those widgets, what those widgets are sections of this of these particular screens. So that was steps. If I rotate again to the right with the bezel.
0 floors, target 10.
That's the floors.
Exercise, let's start a new workout.
That's the exercise one. Now it's weird because that told me on the widget that wasn't accessible, so I don't quite know why it's accessible there. Rotate again to the right for the rotor, the
sleep,
bezel.
No sleep record today.
That's the sleep one. Rotate again to the right, touch the screen with one finger.
56 BPM, 1 minute ago.
That's my current heartbeat. Rotate to the right of the bezel, touch the screen with one finger.
Stress, tap here to see your stress level.
Oh, tap here to see my stress level. Okay, I'll leave that one for the moment. Rotate again to the right of the bezel, touch again on the screen with one finger.
0 kilocalorie, target 2,730
calories, whatever it was. Touch screen, one finger.
Water, record your water intake.
Yeah, no thanks, but that is accessible. That was the water. Rotate.
Caffeine, record your caffeine intake.
No thank you, not reading caffeine.
Together, compare your weekly step count with friends.
That was challenges, I'm assuming. So rotate again to the right, touch the screen.
Settings.
This is the settings for the health app. Rotate again to the right. And that's it. Back button.
Page 1 of 3.
And rotate again. Just rotating music a few times quickly.
Page 2. Next page button. Contacts.
Contacts is fine. Double tap on that. And I rotate to the right.
Create contact button.
You can create a contact.
Search button.
Search.
My profile. Header.
My profile.
David Woodbridge. Number. Header.
And now these are the starts of all the contacts I've got in my phone. So flick to the right.
Number 100, number 1,234.
If I rotate with a bezel.
Adam. And ask 1,200. Barry Robertson Holden.
So these are all the different types of contacts that I've accumulated through the years with different SIM cards. So if I rotate.
Bunnings.
And keep rotating, go through the alphabet.
Gosford City Council.
Okay, Gosford City Council. Double tap on that one.
Contact details. Gosford City Council. Call button.
And again, I can call.
Message button.
I can't really message because it's a normal landline number and so on. So again, that's very useful. I haven't tried the search function, but again, if it allowed me, which I'm assuming it does, I could use my voice to do the actual input. So pressing the back button. Back button again.
Page 1 of 3. Recent apps, contacts.
So back to recent apps and contacts. Let me just rotate.
Next page button. Page 3 of 3. Weather.
So weather is fine because the widget works beautifully.
Altibarometer.
Okay, altimeter and barometer. This is actually quite a fun one actually. Double tap on that. Now if I touch the screen.
46 meters, graph.
Flip to the right.
Calibrated 4/4, 1 o'clock p.m. button. Altimeter, page 1 of 3.
Okay, so that was the altimeter. So I'm 46 meters above sea level apparently. So two finger flick to the left.
Barometer, page 2 of 3.
That was barometer. So flick to the left, I think.
1024 yep. Hectopascals. Graph so pressure 120, indicator.
1024 hectopascals. God help me. Yeah, that was barometer. Now two finger flick to the left again.
Settings, page 3 of 3.
And that's settings. So to go back, click to the right, two fingers.
Barometer, page 2.
Again.
Altimeter, and the actual altimeter.
So that's actually quite cute, that one, particularly if you're going hiking and so on. So next time you're flying in an aircraft, you can try it out. So maybe next time I'm cruising at a couple of meter altitude on the train, I can also try it. Pressing the back button.
Page 1 of 3.
Rotating. I think we're almost finished, actually.
Page 2. Page 3. Find my phone. Gallery. Samsung Pay.
So Samsung Pay. So that I have never actually tried Samsung Pay because I use Apple Pay.
Spotify. Timer.
And that's it. So the last two here, Spotify and Timer, if I try and use either one of them, double tap on that.
Can't open this app while voice assistant is on.
I get that can't open this app while voice assistant is on. So pressing or flicking to the
can't
right, actually.
Can't open this app. Okay, button.
Double tap on OK. I've used Bixby to bypass that message and still use those apps. So I've done Timer and Spotify before. Let me just do Spotify again. So pressing my home button twice.
Bixby.
And going down the bottom.
My button, double tap.
There's the mic button, double tap. Open Spotify. And I just got the vibration from my watch. Now, this is the premium version, which I believe you need to use it to be able to use Spotify from the Galaxy phone onto the watch. All right, so it's been beeping. It should have loaded. You flick on the screen. In progress.
Recently played.
Let me tap on recently played.
Recently played. Recently played. Chill out music playlist by Spotify.
Chill out music. Double tap on that
chill
one.
Chill out music.
And flick to the right.
Chill out music. Shuffle play.
And let me tap on shuffle play.
Shuffle play.
And there we go. I'm going to keep that running for a while and keep listening to it while I finish the recording. So, as you can see, you can really use quite a lot of different functions on the Samsung Galaxy Watch. I guess my concern is about the step count. and most of the apps that you can use with Voice Assistant actually work really nicely. So if you are a Samsung user in particular and you want a smartwatch, because of course the Apple Watch doesn't work with that, I honestly think you won't be doing yourself any disservice by getting a Samsung Galaxy Watch. So there we go. Thank you. So anyway, that will complete this demo of apps that I currently use on my Samsung Galaxy Watch. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.